Podcast Land. Episode 106 featuring artwork is brought to you by Silence and Solitude. Based out of Southern New Jersey, Silence and Solitude is a metalcore quintet that consists of Shane Roxas, Colby Hempel, Cody Mitchell, Alexander Coates, and Justin Popper. The band, formed in early 2015 and made their debut in September of the following year, have spent the previous year writing and recording. So that means they formed in 2015, spent the entire year not playing a show, but writing and owning their craft. And guess what? It paid off with their debut album, Resurgence. It came out December of last year, and it debuted at number 20 on the iTunes Metal Charts. That is unbelievable. They have released music videos for their singles Suffering, Deceiver, and... yep, let's do it all together. And for their cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'd give that a C+. But this band is a total A+. And you know who had to say something about that? New Transcendence. They said Resurgence is a must-listen for 2016, without a doubt, especially for fans of metal and its subgenres. If you're looking for something that is emotionally powerful, but not too whiny, aggressive, but not hate-filled, and will stand the test of time, this is the album you've been searching for. For more information, visit www.silenceandsolitude.com. Episode 106 is also brought to you by Old Self. Based out of Toms River, New Jersey, Old Self fleshes out ambient rock melodies with poetic arrangements while using people's stories as the concepts and lyricism for their songs. They help bring people's dark thoughts to the public in a very unique manner. Their hope is to reach out to not only their fan base, but to everyone they come across with in a therapeutic way. Recently pairing up with the nonprofit organization A Voice for the Innocent, they are working on furthering their outreach in hopes they can help as many people as they can in a positive way through music. For more information, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Old Self Official. Episode 106 is also brought to you by From the Deafs. Forming in 2012, From the Deafs is a 5-piece metalcore band hailing from Northern New Jersey. They have 2 releases under their belt, The Last Time, their EP, and Animosity, their full length, along with playing shows as much as possible, as much as humanly possible. They're writing more music for another release coming in the near future. For more information, they're on Facebook at facebook.com/FromTheDeafsNJ. They're on Twitter, twitter.com/FromTheDeafsNJ. And they're also on Instagram at instagram.com/FromTheDeafsNJ. Now let's get into it. Today features Daniel and Sarah speaking with artwork, and it starts right now.
From out of the wasteland of generic podcasts and radio shows, one has emerged. It prides itself on having conversations with the most talented musicians from all over the world. If you like a boring question and answer interview, this isn't for you. If you want deep conversations about anything and everything, you've come to the right place. Your new favorite show starts now, and its name is Behind the Barricade.
What's up, Podcast Land? This is Daniel Tao, and I'm joined with Sarah Esposito. On this podcast episode, we talk with Sky and Jarvis of the band Artwork, go over a whole bunch of topics, including touring with their fellow Revival bands, bands that they get along with and are just great, awesome people, football, the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, writing for their upcoming record, an artwork tattoo contest, which features a song that I personally like, Black and White, and a whole bunch of other things. Well, without further ado, I present to you Artwork, Revival Records. Hit it.
We are calling from my house. This is Jarvis in Clearfield, Utah.
Damn, yeah. Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
We are in Netcong, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Right? Yeah, good old Jersey.
Nice. It's a Jersey thing.
Yeah. And by the way, you're here with Sarah as well.
Hello. Hi, Sarah.
Hello,
say
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So what do you guys been doing lately? You guys at practice or?
You know, just writing more than anything.
Yeah.
Writing what?
Our album.
Writing. Oh, I thought you said writing. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
So, you guys have any specific themes for the record? Are you trying to change it up or kind of doing more of the same?
So, I mean, we've had basically half of our band is gone, like with new members now. So the writing process is a lot different now. I think it's a lot better, actually. It just we've grown into our own sound.
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely, you know, influenced by a lot of 90s bands like Tool and Deftones and, you know, bands like that, Korn. And I think that's kind of showing in our new material that we're writing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, it was Black and White, the video for your, the music video for the one song on your EP. Dude, yeah. I liked it a lot. I really dig the music.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't really describe what it sounded like. So if you guys had a point, like put a pin on your music, like, and you know, this music sounds like that, or even just your influences, like who would they be?
The Used.
Great band.
Yep. The best.
Dude. I like that band a lot.
Yeah.
Them and Tool.
Tool. Yeah. Sarah's a huge fan of Tool. Right,
yeah,
Sarah?
Best band ever.
Very, very big fan of Tool.
No one can beat Tool.
I personally am not a huge fan, but
Danny is not a Tool fan. I think that kind of makes him a Tool, but
yeah, right. That's what I was gonna say, but
hey, come on.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Tool song?
You can't pick a favorite Tool song. Every song by Tool is
amazing. That is a tough question.
You know, actually, when I asked you that, I was trying to kind of think of the answer myself, and I can't pick one.
I think anything on 10,000 Days.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
Probably like my favorite album.
Have you listened to their Zeppelin cover of No Quarter?
No,
I've not.
Check that out, definitely. They do it better than Zeppelin.
Damn, my dad's beat me for that shit, not knowing that there was a cover.
Wait, what did you say?
My dad's going to beat me for that shit.
Oh, for saying it's better than Zeppelin? Well, I'm a huge Zeppelin fan too, so but definitely you'll, when you listen to it, you'll be like, wow, that's phenomenal. So you like A Perfect Circle too, or are you just Tool fans?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I dig A Perfect Circle and like Christopher and...
Yeah, his voice is definitely iconic.
Yeah, Maynard's God.
It's funny hearing like the sound of your music and hearing say that you like The Used and then on the opposite end saying you like Tool. It's just like most of the time you don't hear it like with your style and with people that like The Used, usually it's more I'm trying to put it like I guess Pierce the Veil or something along those lines, but to hear Tool, like I was kind of amazed. That's cool. That just means you're more, you know, well-rounded with rock music and heavy rock.
Exactly. I'm pretty picky. I mean, I usually only listen to like Michael Jackson and Meg Myers and Tool and The Used, Deftones.
So. Yeah, Deftones is like a huge. Like a lot of the bands I listen to, they're either, you know, Deftones and or Tool fans.
Yeah, good.
Like Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, they're all like in the beginning. You could tell, like if you've never heard of them, a lot of bands, a lot of people are, you know, compare them. Like, oh, this sounds like Tool. I wonder why.
Yeah, you can sound similar to Tool, but you can't
emulate them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a big fan of Breaking Benjamin or I like Chevelle a little bit. I never really got into him, but I mean, Tool in their own right, man.
I don't know. I'm just a big fan of music in general. Like I love a lot of different genres of music. I love rap, heavy metal, rock, indie.
Yeah, dog.
Only thing I really don't listen to is like country pretty much.
I love country.
Yeah, that's like the one style I kind of despise is country. Like, yeah. I get it. You know, I'm not going to honestly sit here and say, like, I don't, but I just, I mean, because, like, rap songs, if it's melodic or it's kind of got that chorus, like, Eminem does that a lot, 50 Cent used to do that, so I guess if there's that melodic chorus, I'll get used to it, but I don't know, for some reason, country, I'm just like, this isn't country, it's pop music, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel you.
Like, I don't think we've ever had anybody on this podcast that likes country at all, I don't think.
Music's music, man.
It's true, but like I've never. It's funny how just everybody just dislikes country, but then I mean, I have a lot of friends, girls mostly, that like country, but I've never met anybody that is a musician that actually likes country. So I wonder where they come from.
I don't know. I just never, like, honestly, I probably, to be fair, I've never really given it a fair chance.
Exactly.
In all honesty, but
yeah. But yeah. Think about why you never gave it a fair chance. Why did you not?
Because other people don't like country, that's why.
Yeah, that's true.
You hear all those kids that say Nickelback sucks, or... Mm-hmm.
I don't really...
Nickelback does suck.
Nah. I really don't get that, too, because people, like, shit on them a lot, but I'm like, they're really not that bad. I mean, there's a lot worse out there. Like, I'm talking about, old Nickelback. I'm like, you can't say all of Nickelback sucks.
Yeah, no.
Nowadays, definitely, I think, but... And not entirely. It's just, I think it's
pretty dope. Actually.
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, it's more of like what they're portraying in their new stuff and what they're talking about in their new songs, you know, as far as lyrics.
Yeah.
Now it's just about like sex and all this shit. I'm like, come on. You need to be, you know, back in the day, you used to have like more meaningful lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot of people know it, but every song of mine's about sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you don't know it, but if you're blatantly like, I think one of their songs, literally, it's just, you can hear it in the lyrics. I mean, if it's something that you kind of have to imagine what you're talking about, then that's perfect, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Nickelback. Yeah,
so,
but like...
How old are you guys?
How old are you, Jarvis?
I am 23.
Okay.
And how old am I, Sky? I turned 21 on April 20th.
Wow. So who turned you on to Tool?
My dad.
Ah, good man. Good man.
Yeah, my dad's a great guy. You know, great.
That really shows you how classic that band is. Because, I mean, you guys look young. So it's, you know, Tool was big and I'm 38. So that shows you how long Tool's been around. But it's funny because I hear a lot of young people are very influenced by Tool. But you said you didn't like Breaking Benjamin?
I mean, I'm picky about it. I mean, there's a couple songs I could jam, but
I feel it's huge Tool influence.
Oh yeah,
do you agree with that?
Yeah, I can tell by instrumental wise. Their structure is not really the same, but just how they structure their songs, anyways. Like Tool's like each song is like a clusterfuck of storytelling.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Breaking Benjamin used to be like that. Only on their first album, like their one song. I'm a huge. We talk about them literally on every podcast, but I'm a huge fan of them. But the one song, "Natural Life," you can hear it. You're like, this is totally Tool, especially like the bass riff that it starts off of. You could totally tell. But I don't know. I think nowadays they're just like their own style. And I get what you're saying. I have a lot of people that don't like them because they feel like it's the same formula in every song. You know, where they have the main riff and then they have that lead. That's in every Breaking Benjamin song. But, I mean, when you're addicted to something, you don't really care. It's the same thing over and over again, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So, actually, I think I'm almost positive it's been more than one, but I've definitely spoke with at least one band that was on the same record label as you guys are, Revival Records. And they've all had, you know, nothing but positive words to say about them. How do you guys feel being a part of their label?
You know, we love it.
Yeah, they've been nothing but great to us. they pretty much they're all about their artists. You know, they let them have complete control, let them do whatever they want. And some great guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, it was almost like a spitting image of the last band I interviewed of them. But, how did that come about? Did you guys get approached by them or?
You know,
I'm going to let Shit. Sky answer that one because I think he was the one that got approached by Sean, I believe,
Yeah, so, I mean, it was at a time where we were getting hit up quite a bit, which was very humbling, and it was awesome for us anyways. But Sean ended up messaging us on Facebook, and I didn't really pay mind to it at first. But talking to other labels and such and, you know, what they were wanting, you know, with us anyways, wasn't what we wanted, like album-wise, everything like that. And Sean hit me up. I finally looked at his messages, and he was just saying how much he enjoyed our music and how we have a lot of potential to blow up and take over, you know, a scene that's not really occupied right now. You know, so we ended up talking back and forth, and it kind of one thing led to another, and then we signed with Revival, and yeah, basically started our journey that way.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's cool. I honestly, I've been in bands, you know, putting out records and trying to get signed and stuff like that. So to hear that you guys are 20 years old, you know, young 20s, obviously I'm not that far ahead, but you guys are in young 20s and getting approached by labels and being signed to Revival, and we spoke to a couple bands on that record label. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's been great. We've been really lucky and blessed.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, you have... you know, it's not like you're almost 30 years old and like I have to get signed or my music career is done. You guys are basically starting out as far as age wise, and you're already signed to a label. So, and that if that's what they're telling you and that's the truth, I mean, and you guys are going to, you have the potential to blow up, you know, that's definitely an awesome thing. And like I said, when I heard that song, I liked it a lot. It wasn't just, you know, this band's pretty good, but I'm not really digging it. It was catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good song. I mean, you know, you got to love your own art that you create for sure. Yeah, I dig it. I mean, of course, I think we're a little tired of playing it all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's still nice, you know, to be able to say that you have a song and piece of art that a lot of people appreciate and, you know, could relate to. So, yeah.
You know, and it was funny you were saying, like, you're tired of playing it. I always wondered... And I was thinking about this, listening to the new All That Remains song. I'm not sure if you guys are fans of them or not, but
dude, Jarvis is the biggest fan.
Really? Like listening to the newest stuff that they put out. It's like it's pretty different. In hearing a song that's like their main riff is really simple, the song Madness. To hear, you know, them wanting to, you clearly could tell after like two or three albums now that they want to change their sound and they want to go to like a specific direction, which is cool. But I always wonder, like you said, tired, they're still playing This Calling live. Like, are you still tired of that considering you're trying to change your sound and you're going in a different route? You know, they must like, I want to know what's the reason for you playing. Obviously, you know, it's just your hits and you got to let people know, but they got to be tired. It's like, all right, I got to do this. It's my job, you know?
Oh, we come into it like with a different mindset more than anything. I think it's more like that we're trying to change our sound going forward, and where that's our most popular song, people are going to expect that, you know, our music's going to sound more like Black and White instead of, you know, the newer sound that we're going for. I think that's more of it for me. I enjoy playing it live. I'm thinking down the road, like, you know, a year or two after our next album's released, they're still going to want to hear the, you know, Black and White and 13. And just the difference between those songs and the new songs are, you know, miles apart.
Yeah, and I think also, too, it depends on, like, the crowd reaction. So if you're, even though that song, you're tired of playing it, you might not practice it, if you feel that energy from the crowd, it could just almost amp up the song to another level.
Yeah, for sure, and that happens every night. For the most part, I mean, we haven't had a bad show. I think there might have been one in Alabama where I think like two people showed up, which was a weird show for us. But I mean,
what did you do?
No, we just, you know, we were actually on tour with Palisades, and I think it was just a badly promoted show. I'm not sure, but
you played like, on for those two fans, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. But we played for each other more than anything too. Yeah.
You know, I think that's probably good. You get something like that to happen. You get it, you know, done and over with. It's under your belt. You've experienced it. You know what it feels like. So I think it's good practice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's another thing that we always think about. You know, if we're a little tired before a show, like if we played like 20 shows straight or something, that, you know, it's someone's first time seeing us. We might have been playing the same set every single night for the past month, but it's someone's first time ever enjoying our music or hearing us live. So we're going to obviously play our hearts out because they deserve the respect of, you know, being able to experience that.
Yeah, at least it's up close and personal. That.
We'll never stop feeling that way. That's awesome.
Never, ever.
So the lyrics for Black and White, talk about them a little bit. Who wrote the song?
I wrote the song.
And lyrical. What was going through your mind?
Sex?
I mean,
besides sex, you said every song's about sex.
That was kind of a joke.
I know, I'm just joking.
I mean, I was in a time in my life that, you know, ever since like junior high, I was kind of like the piece of shit at school. Did drugs and drank and did stupid stuff, got arrested all the time. With Black and White, that's kind of like my intervention to myself, kind of. Whenever I'm saying like, hey, kid, in whatever part of the song, it's like a reference to myself, myself talking to myself anyways, from a different perspective. Just because I did struggle with drugs and, you know, drinking a lot and just being a stupid kid altogether. Yeah, that song's kind of the story to myself, basically.
What snapped you out of it?
I think it matters what point in my life, because I've been on and off. I mean, I've been clean for 9-10 months now.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, for sure. And I ain't going back. So, I mean, I don't know. I've had a very long life for how
young you are.
Exactly. I had to grow up pretty fast, just for many different reasons. So I think I've became a different person at least like 5 times in my life. I don't know if they're just phases or just chapters in my book. I'm not quite sure, but I've definitely grown up over the years, with break and just a lot of things in general.
You know what helps me? The phrase 1 minute at a time instead of 1 day at a time.
1 minute.
Because I know there's a lot of days that the concept of day is overwhelming. So 1 minute at a time works a lot better.
You know, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Hey, you can have that.
Yeah. And the one good thing is you can, if you're able to admit like, hey, back then I was a piece of shit, you know, you're way better off than that person who's a piece of shit and doesn't realize or doesn't want to realize it.
Yep.
But you know what? You weren't a piece of shit.
It's a phase. There's a lot of young people that you turn out to be great people after they were not so nice to other, you know, people that become friends with you that in the, you know, couple years late before you hated their guts and now they're nice and you're friends with them. So
yeah,
I like that.
But even your bad points and your bad times make up who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to embrace them just as much as you embrace the good.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Which I do. I mean, it's just good to know what, you have to, like, if you have a problem, you have to own the problem before you can fix it.
Yeah.
And it's not saying that problem was a mistake or anything, because I wouldn't be where I am now.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
yeah. And like she said, you're a piece of shit. And then you became an awesome person. Like, I think that's better. You know, that's a cooler story. Like, everyone wants to hear someone who changed. It's like, you know, instead of you being the really smart, intelligent, nerdy guy, and you were someone that changed for the better, and now you're a good person. You know, that's an awesome story to hear, even if your past was muddled and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you do when you're not playing music then? What's your hobbies?
Jarvis, you go first.
Sex?
Stop.
Yeah, sex.
It He's probably make is. This X-rated.
They're like, yeah, that's one of my hobbies.
Yeah, we're young and full of testosterone.
I know, right?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Jarvis. You got this.
See, when I'm not playing music and not working, I like to watch anime. I'm a nerd. Play some video games, you know, typical nerd shit.
Mm-hmm.
PS4 or Xbox?
Okay. What was that?
I said PlayStation or Xbox.
PlayStation. Switch?
Both.
Nice.
Computer, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Nintendo NES?
Nintendo
NES. I don't even really play Nintendo that much.
Right.
But I don't even play video games too often. Definitely not as much as I used to before.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Like, I used to be such a huge gamer when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And back before junior high, before I got like really serious about music, but ever since I got into music, I just
it takes up a lot of time.
It takes up a lot of time, especially if you want to do it seriously. Like, I never thought I'd be spending this much time doing one thing. And
yeah, but that's surprising. The thing.
Yeah,
there's so many things in that one thing you have to do in a day. So you know, you got to promote, you got to write the music, you got to, you know. There's a bunch of other shit, too. I just can't think about it right now. Oh, but
I never thought I'd spend so much time just thinking about music.
Yep, that's a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any...
Continue.
I'm a pretty boring dude, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I just hang out with my nephew all day.
Write music. Is that the little guy on Facebook with your artwork shirt on?
Yeah, that's my boy.
That's your nephew? That's really cute.
Yeah, man mascot almost.
Yeah, he is the man mascot.
Now, do you have to because you're the babysitter?
You know, I think of it more of like a best friend-a-sitter. Exactly, a babysitter because he's like my best friend.
Cool.
Hey, that's a better way to put it.
Yeah, he's the coolest kid ever. I mean, he rocks out to our music, and obviously he doesn't care if I put an artwork t-shirt on him either, so.
Hell yeah. So
yeah, that's how it goes. And football. Football. That's a hobby. No, it's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Wait, you play or you watch?
Now, soccer or football or NFL?
NFL. All
right. The real football.
Who's your team?
Or not, the fake football, actually. That was wrong.
Yeah,
fantasy or football?
I think he's talking shit on my NFL.
Oh.
who's your team? Who's your team?
Dallas Cowboys all the way.
Wow.
Yeah. See, I'm a Jet fan, so you can feel my pain, but I don't really so many people despise them. The Giants won Super Bowls. I kind of like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just root for like underdog teams. So, not that the Cowboys are underdogs, but since they haven't been really the one winning in their division other than the Giants, I root for them, you know?
I'm a Raiders fan.
Yeah, she's a Raiders fan, so they clearly don't win.
They did last season.
Last year they were
out. No, yeah, and they're actually becoming really good. It was so funny. I was just hearing.
Them Las Vegas.
Yeah, they passed that day or two ago.
Yeah.
What better of a team to like than Las Vegas?
Yeah, you want to know why? Because they were last in the league in generating revenue.
It's from still their stadium. Las Vegas.
No, but that's why they moved, because where they were located, they weren't it could be the team too, but where they were located, they weren't making any money, so they had to move.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, when you have like 20 NFL teams in California, that tends to happen.
Yeah, so, and they're all like moving out. Well, actually, where did San Diego moved out?
L.A. They moved just to L.A.
They're in L.A., and the Rams moved to L.A. too.
Yep.
And now the Raiders are in Las Vegas.
So you do music in between NFL seasons? Is that what you do?
Exactly. When I have to go on tour when it's football season, you better make fucking sure that we're playing at a bar every Sunday.
With a TV,
You're not kidding. Yep. The first time we went on a cruise, we were almost late getting on the ship because of this guy watching his stupid
Jets. Jets in Miami and London. Then I had to watch it.
He's sitting in a pool watching the game on
yeah, well, I think it was a giant game. I don't know who they were playing, but
it was actually a really nice setup. It was like you know, like the main pool area on the cruise ship, and then it had this huge screen and they would play football games on it. So It was cool, but you had to make sure football was there.
Exactly.
Like,
can't miss a game.
Never.
Football's like a religion, man.
Exactly.
No, gambling is a religion.
You talk shit about my team, you die.
Pretty much.
So do you guys like soccer at all, or just football?
I don't know. I'm not a soccer fan, honestly.
There's a little panties kicking around, a little soccer ball.
See, exactly. Yeah. You want to know what's that was me a couple of years ago. I don't know what it was. Because I played it, obviously, as a kid. And when you play as a kid, it's more like you just take the ball and try to score. You don't pass it. So I'm sitting here watching TV, and I'm like, this is boring. Like, they just pass it back and forth. But ever since I went to a New York Red Bulls game here, I've been like a diehard fan ever since.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. And now I'm like watching all the goals that people score and shit. I'm like, wow, this game's actually pretty sick, you know?
Were you drunk?
No.
Hey, that would make a lot of sense.
Hey, I could understand if I was talking about golf.
Yeah, golf
because, dude, you can't deny the fact that in another part of the world, soccer is even more than a religion. Or like, you miss a goal in the World Cup, you die.
Every other country in the world, like, they worship soccer, dude. Yeah.
Well, what I was talking about, some Colombian player years ago when Pablo Escobar was around, he scored an own goal and he got killed.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Damn.
They found him on it. The fans found him on like the street walking or something, and they shot him.
Holy fuck!
I know, right?
That's kind of hot. That's the way I'd want to go.
Well, explains this.
Just being shot.
You mean like a quick death, or you score an own goal in the World Cup and you and someone murders you?
Oh yeah, exactly. I want to score a goal in a World Cup
against my own team.
Exactly. And get shot in the head.
Clearly, you're being sarcastic.
Oh, not at all.
What a way to go!
Pretty
much. What a way to go!
Yeah, what a way to go! Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh man.
So. You guys like basically the same thing? Do you guys all hang out together, everybody in your band, or?
Do we hang out?
Yeah.
I mean, if we have to.
If we have to.
No, the original members, like our old guitarist and drummer, I knew them. Same with Jarvis for like since I was 12. So they were like my best friends. I saw them all the time, every day. As of late, the newer members, Patrick and Jordan, they're awesome dudes, and we do hang out quite a bit, but there's not exactly like a connection like there was before mm-hmm. with the members, and that's only because like when you grow up with somebody and you kind of grow musically as well, like your musicianship, you know, obviously gets better with each other. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these people grew as musicians with other bands. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different now. They're still amazing dudes, and I still consider them really good friends.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And family.
No
for
bad
sure.
blood or anything between us.
Yeah.
Did you guys start playing instruments together? Because I know I hear like some bands when they're friends as kid, they just kind of like they're bored, didn't have anything to do, so they picked up instruments, and then realized they were good at it, or you know, really wanted to be good, and they just ended up becoming in a band. Was it anything like that, or you guys just played separately?
Jarvis learned how to slap a bass since he came out of the
I wouldn't quite say that. I don't even know where to begin on this. I think I first met Sean in like second grade, and we reconnected in junior high, and he asked me to join his band in eighth grade, and that's when we started playing together, and eventually he started playing with Sky, and they invited me to come play with him, and so I did, and you know, we all started playing together. You know, we weren't the best musicians back then, and but you know, we all grew and got better together, and we started playing. We played, you know, tons of shows back then, and some of them were good, and some of them were just god awful.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, the ones that sucked, and the ones that were good, and you know, and.
But now we're really good with playing with each other.
Yeah.
Playing with each other.
That's what she said.
Yeah, thank you. I was hoping.
The old lady says it.
Yeah.
So what was it like playing with Oh Sleeper?
Oh, dude. God. My boys. Those are my boys. Shout out to Micah, my sweet love.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. He's an Oh Sleeper.
Yeah, shout out to all of them. Shane's cool too, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, but shout out to all of them. They're the coolest dudes ever.
Yeah, I like that. I like that band a lot.
All those guys, yeah, I love them all.
Them and 2 O'Clock Courage were like, we all just clicked, you know?
I can't say like a bad thing about any band I've ever toured with so far.
Me either.
I felt so lucky. Just...
We hear that a lot, too, and that's a good thing. It seems like, you know, bands really come together when they're, you know, doing a tour and good things happen. We haven't heard any complaints so far, so that's good news.
Yeah. Except that band. What were they called? Alisana? Alisana? Those dudes. Oh, my.
Yeah, really?
No, I was kidding.
Oh.
They're on the same label with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
They're our bosses.
Yeah, they're our bosses. They tell us what to do.
They were on Warped Tour. I think we interviewed them. Or were they on Warped Tour this past year?
I don't think so.
No, you know what? I think they were, what was it, Famous Last Words. I think they were touring with them. But they're connected somehow to the podcast. I definitely know that they've been touring with a couple of bands that we've interviewed. Yeah. And again, like they've been on Revival Records, these bands, a lot of the bands we interview, so they've come up.
Famous Last Words. How do we know them?
How do we know Famous Last Words?
Oh yeah.
Was it that tour with
I think Alisana? We did tour with them. Sleeping?
There you go. Look at that.
Alisana.
I never know how to say them. Alisana.
Yeah, it's lasagna.
There we go.
Lasagna.
Gotta get some lasagna.
Those are my boys too. I love all them, especially Dennis. You know, Dennis just loves video games so much, and I just look up to him because he still does it on the road.
Oh, nice. That's me. Where if, on the road, I have to have a PS4 or something.
You're a good guy.
PS's.
Yeah, there we go. I'll bring my Nintendo Switch along.
Oh yeah, that's newer, right?
Yeah. How do you like it, by the way? How is that?
Honestly, I think it's pretty good. I really haven't played it that much. I've never played Zelda before. I think the game is pretty good. I think for such a small device and screen, the graphics are pretty sick.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's a little... I hear, like, the gripes about it, and I see why. Because, like, for instance, the Joy-Con controller, you have the joystick. It's in the... all the way up in the top left corner, and then the other joystick on the right is more, like, it's more on an angle, so it's like towards the bottom because you have the D-pad above it, and it's it's not, you know, a regular controller. You have them like parallel or perpendicular, whatever, across from each other, and you know, they just work. It works easy. And that one, it's like you have to almost put it instead of on the top of your thumb, you have to put it kind of like towards the back on the middle, so you can kind of reach the D-pad a little bit. So it's a little quirky. I haven't played it on the TV yet, but I think it's pretty sick.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, my only issue is I don't really like Nintendo as much because they put out like really kiddie games, and I just really want them to like cater towards kids, but to put out more adult. I mean, I see that they're coming out with like FIFA and an NBA game for it, so that's like pretty good. But I kind of feel like I'm going to be disappointed down the road because it's going to be mostly like Mario and kiddie games, you know.
Yeah. That's like typically, you know, where their fan base lies, I guess.
But I mean, dude, the new Mario game looks pretty sick.
I haven't even looked at it yet, but every once in a while they tend to drop, you know, some pretty cool games, I guess. But
I mean, they're rating Zelda like mad. They're like giving it 10s all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, they are. That's what I was looking at. I was like, really made me consider even just buying the whole system just for that game. And, you know,
a lot of people are doing it.
That good, it makes me consider buying the system. It's like, it's worth it.
Well, that's why they do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were we talking about before that?
I don't remember, but let's actually, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about going back to Black and White. We wanted to talk about that tattoo contest you guys got going on.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Tattoos. I mean... Yeah, tattoos. Why wouldn't you want to be in a contest for tattoo?
I'm going to let the tattoo guy take it away.
So you're going to be given the tattoo?
No.
You're going to be getting the tattoo with the contest winner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get a beautiful artwork tattoo on ourselves, and so they could have something to look at and be like, wow, I really fucking regret that.
But what if they get it on their ass cheek, though?
Their ass cheek? I mean...
then they won't have to look at it.
Yeah, I have nothing on my... I mean, I have too much on my ass right now. So... artwork
like
tattoo.
Too many tattoos on your ass is what you mean?
We hope.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, just tattoos, not Jarvis any. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just a dope way for, you know, people to have an opportunity of getting a free tattoo.
Yeah.
So
I mean, hey, some lady in that commented on the post actually wanted to get one, so that's pretty crazy.
Oh, well, she already has one, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she said she wanted another one. That's
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people with artwork tattoos.
There's a few people actually have some, yeah.
Yeah,
really.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, your artwork is sick. No
yeah,
pun
it is,
intended.
It is. No, actually, it is really. I like it a lot.
It's amazing. Who does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we've got some really great artists that have done some cool stuff for us.
Yeah, like the guy who did our album. Who did that? I'm just kidding. But yeah, we really have had, you know, some good art so far.
And it's, well, I think it's a really, it's a good idea. It's new. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
It's promoting you. It's something for the fans back at them. And you guys are always liking and thanking your fans and saying how much you appreciate them. So I think that's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's what... That's what's getting us where we want to be.
At the end of the day, it's always all about them, you know. Without them, we're nothing.
If no one likes fucking shit, then we'd be in our parents' basement.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, but we're on the top floor now. So.
Yeah. Speaking of parents' basement, where do you see artwork in 10 years?
Shit. You go first, Jarvis.
10 years. Wow.
Metallica status.
Hell fucking yes. No bigger than okay,
yeah,
like
biggest band ever. Are you kidding me? Fuck. I see us quadruple platinum. Fucking.
Is that even a thing?
I don't know, but.
Yeah, that's we'll a thing.
Yeah. I see us headlining all over the world. You know, staying true to ourselves, staying true to our fans, not selling out. And if I do sell out in 10 years, I want this to be like spread everywhere.
Is this podcast?
Right here. That's this part
we'll
right here.
That. We'll remember that.
I mean, I would never sell my soul to the pop world.
Oh, please.
Nope. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I love pop music, but I mean, there's no way I'm going to write a pop song. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you don't want to be you want to stay true. That's good. It's original, obviously. But, No, I mean, dude, you have a lot of people out there that are like, dude, screw it. I'll sell out for money. So for someone to just be like, there's a lot of bands too that play like heavy ass metal that you can tell, you know, they don't make a lot of money. They're still signed to a band 10 years later, have day jobs, but they're still staying true. Like, those are the people I admire. Like, this person's really like not headlining shows that much, and they're main support for a lot of bands. And they're playing heavy ass music. They're not really that. They're popular, but not Metallica, Disturbed status. And they're still playing and still kicking 10 or 15 years later. That's awesome.
Those are the guys with the we call it true grit right there.
Yeah.
True grit.
So hopefully you guys are like that, just more popular.
I think we need to be like Tool.
Exactly.
You know? Never sold out. Had album after album that kicks ass, sells out every show.
Insanely popular.
Insanely popular, and they're just fucking badass.
People still hang on them after waiting 10 years for a new album.
Yeah.
I know, right? For fucking real. Yeah.
I hear that like they're actually recording it. I'm like, I've been hearing this for years. Are they actually doing this?
Are you sure, though?
I've been hearing that since I was 10 fucking years old, so I doubt that's
So if you could use your music to build up, support any kind of charitable organization, things like that, what would it be? What do you guys believe in?
Mine would be for autism, and that's just because my nephew has mild autism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that I would love to to work with in the future. Even if we don't get big or anything, still want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's something I totally and probably honestly agree with, and probably would do myself.
With autism?
With autism and any child with disability, or any even adults with disabilities.
Yep.
Are you guys anti-vaxxers or are you vaccinators?
I'm kind of on the wall about it. Mm. Yeah. Same thing.
I will admit, and it's died down a little bit, but I know amongst our, you know, some of our group, it's been a hot topic. But I believe in vaccinations. I do.
But I'm against them.
There's a lot of, you know, you can't deny that there's a link. I mean, there is a lot of autistic kids. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of autistic kids, and there's a lot more vaccines. And, you know, you can't even send your kids to school if they don't have certain vaccinations. And so what do you think? Do you believe in that vaccines are causing autism, or do you think it's something else?
I think it could be a mix of anything. I mean, have you seen chemtrails?
Yeah.
Like, there's shit our government does that is toxic for us, but...
It's something I'd have to personally do more
research.
Before I can make a solid opinion or give my opinion on personally.
Yeah, now you're looking, making a spanking motion right now. I'm sorry.
Well, one thing's for sure, as far as autism goes, legalize it, it'll work. It does work.
Yeah, it does. From what I've seen anyways.
I still, to this day, don't understand how people debate against it. It doesn't make any sense, but...
It's just moral value, man.
Yeah.
We live in Utah. If you've ever heard of Utah, we're home of the Mormons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but why... I don't understand, but, like, these are probably the same people that are able to go to a bar and get sloshed or wasted. Like, what's the difference between that, you know? No one wants to take away alcohol, but they can shame,
the
you know, weed
marijuana
from...
The difference is safer than alcohol.
Yeah.
But, actually, we're going through some stuff right now. We just, our governor just barely signed a bill into law.
Governor Herbert, the worst governor in the country.
Just lowered our
legal drug alcohol level.
I mean, blood alcohol level
to
0.08 to 0.05.
Yep.
Are you serious?
So it's going to be disastrous for us industry. If you go out and have a pulled over, you go to jail.
That sounds like a revenue generator to me
more than
anything.
Sure.
Seriously. But I have to admit, anybody that gets behind the wheel drunk has bigger problems than just getting a ticket.
Yeah. That's why you just don't drink, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we do already have, we're a dry state. We have, really strict alcohol laws as it is.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, revenue generator. I mean, having weed not legal is a revenue generator. I know there's a shitload of people in jail for marijuana, and like I hear that there's like prison unions that are like coming together to get it to not be, you know, legal, because it would ruin their there'd be less inmates and probably people losing jobs and prisons closing, which is crazy. You know, it's like, this is good for people, yet we want our union's going to fight against it so prisons can keep more people in there, you know? It's just crazy.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, don't get Dan started on politics, but you guys have a great sound. You got a great look. You believe in things.
You're young
still.
You're
going places. You're really going places. So thank you again so much for being on the show with us.
Any upcoming shows or tours you got going on, or you're just writing?
There's a lot of things in the making. Can't really go into detail about any of them, but I can say that we're writing an album. That's about it.
Is it secret? Is it a secret you can't tell?
There's so many secrets.
No behind the barricade exclusives?
I can't. Well, my publicist would call me up and be like, what the fuck did you just do?
I know what it is. Your nephew's joining the band.
Oh, I wish.
Mascot.
Bring him around everybody.
I'm gonna call right now. What did you do?
Is this fucking live right now, or just kidding?
So any plugs? Facebook, Instagram, new things you're doing, go.
Wait, what?
I said plugs, Instagram, Facebook, anything new you got going on, shows. I know things you can't tell. Plug away.
Yeah, nothing really. I mean, just look out for cool ass contests and pictures of my tattoos? Butt. Tattoos. Yeah, my
tattoos
ass.
On his butt.
Yeah. I mean, just look out for nudes, I guess. And you talking about how much I love Demi Lovato artwork.
Who is that? Daniel what?
Demi Lovato. Yeah. He's such a babe. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. But yeah, I mean, other than that, we're just riding. You know, we want to make the best album possible, so we're taking our sweet time with it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. And we like to start the episode off with a song of yours and end with a song of yours. Which two songs would you like to choose?
Black and then Rebirth.
All right, great. So it's Black and White and then Rebirth. All right, guys, thank you again. Good luck, and hopefully you guys are bigger than Metallica in the next 10 years.
Oh, you can bet on it.
Thanks for having us, guys. Thanks,
no buddy. Problem, man. Have a good night.
You too. Right, take it easy.
You too.
Put a roof over your head! I just can't help now. I'm all alone!